is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Hamas negotiators are contemplating Israel's latest proposal for a truce in Gaza and hostage release and talks in Egypt after almost 7 months of war. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Israel must still do more to increase the flow of humanitarian aid into the besieged Gaza Strip. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Blinken said he would use his current Middle East trip, his seventh to the region, since the Israel-Hamas war started in October, to press that case with Israeli leaders. Speaking to Gulf Cooperation Council foreign ministers in Riyadh Monday, Blinken said the best way to ease the humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza would be to include an elusive ceasefire agreement that would release hostages held by Hamas. But in the meantime, he said it was critical to improve conditions now. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
As the United States continues sending military aid to Israel, protests have popped up across a number of U.S. colleges and universities. VOA's Arash Arabasadi has more.
Demonstrators call for solidarity with Palestinians and an end to U.S. support for Israel. Police arrested hundreds while universities suspended or expelled students. News of those protests traveled to Gaza, where displaced people living in tent cities spray-painted messages of thanks for support they received from half a world away. A recent foreign spending package out of Washington would see more than $9 billion in humanitarian aid for Gaza. An Egyptian delegation recently met with Israeli leaders to help broker a peace deal. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
At least 42 people are killed when a dam bursts in a town in Kenya's Rift Valley. That country is battling heavy rains and floods. This is VOA News. Coup suspects in Germany go on trial. VOA's Joe Ramsey has more.
Nine men go on trial in Germany on Monday, charged with high treason, attempted murder, and plotting a violent coup aimed at installing an aristocrat as national leader and imposing martial law. The hearing in a maximum security courtroom marks the start of three marathon trials of 27 people in total accused of conspiring in a plot foiled by authorities at the end of 2022. Together, they amount to one of the largest legal proceedings in German history. Monday's trial focuses on nine suspects, members of a group who allegedly aimed to impose harsh military law on Germany after carrying out a coup. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
AP correspondent Julie Walker reports that former U.S. president and current presumed Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump's hush money case is off today.
Donald Trump is not expected back in court in New York for his hush money criminal trial until tomorrow because of a long scheduled day off. Then on Thursday, there's a hearing on whether Trump violated the gag order. Last Friday, Trump's lawyers tried to discredit testimony of the prosecution's first witness, former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker. Two other witnesses followed as the DA's office built the foundation of their case involving a hush money payment to porn star Stormy Daniels, who claims she had a sexual encounter with Trump, which he denies, along with the charges of falsifying business records to cover sexual encounters during the 2016 campaign. Julie Walker, New York.
And in other world news headlines, Spain's Pedro Sanchez on Monday said he would stay on as prime minister after threatening to stand down over what he has denounced as a campaign of political harassment by the right. Chinese President Xi Jinping is due to make a state visit to France on May 6th and 7th, Paris announces, with war in Ukraine and the Middle East expected to be high on the agenda. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi denies that his country is sliding towards autocracy following accusations that his government orchestrated criminal probes to weaken rivals ahead of an ongoing general election. Myanmar recorded its hottest ever April temperature of 48.2 degrees Celsius, authorities say, as the Southeast Asian nation bakes in a heat wave. Togolese vote in legislative elections after a divisive constitutional reform that opponents say allows the current president to extend his family's decades-long grip on power. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.